This year I've chosen to spend most of my time on the gospel reading because they do prepare us for the mystery of Pentecost. But I urge you to read yourselves every day, if you have a Magnificat or something, the book of Acts. We just heard it, you know? Beautiful, beautiful story about a man by the name of Apollos. What did he not know that Aquila and Priscilla taught him? You see, look at what it says. You know, he had been instructed in the way of the Lord, but there was something missing. What? Try to figure it out. Try to figure it out. What's missing? And is he the one who wrote the letter to the Hebrews? He was an eloquent man, nerded in the scriptures, and whoever wrote Hebrews certainly was that. And he's one of the guesses. We'll never know. So we get to heaven and look around and say, who wrote Hebrews? Holy Spirit will say, I did. Today, we have another preparation for the Feast of Pentecost. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. So what does that mean? Lord, I want to pass my exams in the name of Jesus. No. What does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? Is that a little formula we add on whatever we're looking for? I need a raise in the name of Jesus. No, it means that your spirit is filled with a living knowledge of who he is. To pray in his name means to be praying out of the reality of Jesus as he suffuses your being. And then, your heart is one with the Father's. Oh, well, then I won't get what I want. You'll always get what you want when your heart is given over to the Father. And we're fine to ask anything we need. I'm not quite sure this is your will, but if it is, please. I mean, that's fine. But there's another dimension being taught to us in this text, from our Lord. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Why would he say that? Because to pray in the name of Jesus means to know he is divine. And that is not clearly revealed until the resurrection. So at the point of this text, not now when we read it, but the point of this text, he wasn't risen from the dead. And so the full glory of his divinity was not available. But there'll come a time when you really pray. Now, ask and you will receive so that your joy may be complete. Well, what would make our joy complete? As far as it can, even in this life. To know the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. To know God's love for us. To look at our life and say, by the mercy of God, I'm doing the will of God. Not perfectly, gosh. But I'm heading in the right direction. Your joy may be complete. I've asked God and he's answered me. God listens to me. Ever come away from a prayer time and say to yourself, you know, I was just in contact with the infinite, living, eternal source of all that is. And I know I was. I can always say that. But I know I was. You see how this opens up? Because it goes on now. I told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. What a promise. When does that happen? When does that happen? That Jesus tells us plainly about the Father. When little by little, he has been able to purify our heart so that what he says, little by little, he has brought us to the point where our spirits are enough like his so that our hearts can move like his. And that's what it means to know the Father. It means that our heart moves like his. Now the key to this in our age, I'm quite sure, is to understand the role of Mary. It's to pray to Mary, identify my spirit with every movement of your own, which is in this lovely prayer we're saying now, the one we just got, to prepare ourselves for Pentecost. Because you see, Mary's spirit is totally dominated by the Holy Spirit. Every movement. And that means she's completely identified with Jesus and his heart. And therefore, it's just loves the Father like Jesus does. You see, that's what it means to pray in his name. So, there's going to come a time when I'm going to tell you clearly about the Father. That's now. It'll get clearer when we go see him. But already, that's supposed to be happening. What a promise. Well, then I'm going to spend the next 6 months in prayer and do nothing else. You probably won't make it. And it's not your vocation. But it is your vocation to obey Jesus every minute of the day. And if, is that hard? Of course it's hard. Most of the time we don't even know where he is. Little by little he will teach us. If we will spend the time looking for him and willing to die to sin. What sin? All of it. But mostly the sin of division. I've told you to love each other. You try to do that, and I will speak to you plainly about the Father. On that day you will ask in my name. Now comes the mystery of the Trinity. And I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. Now, you see, you understand, they are one. They are one. The love with which Jesus loves us is the love with which the Father loves him. And he loves the Father. And he tells us that here in John's Gospel. Because you have loved me and have come to believe I came from God. My origin is totally and infinitely divine. That's who I am. That's what he tells us. That's what the Eucharist is. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. And he's already told us that's necessary. That means that whole process of dying and rising again. Because you see, our access to the whole divine life is through the transformed humanity of Jesus Christ. And we come in touch with that by the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow, big day. It's the day we celebrate the total divinization of the humanity of Jesus Christ. Hard to figure out? Of course it's hard to figure out. We can get little glimpses if we ask him. What a wonder. Not that he is divine, yes, but that his humanity is divinized. That required that act of love on the cross. To have that power surge right through him and then raise him from the dead. And that's what we celebrate. Tomorrow is the patron feast of all liturgy, real liturgy. Praying the Psalms in the name of Jesus, being baptized, confirmed, the Eucharist, all comes from this divinized humanity of Jesus who has been made more human by being divinized, so much so that the fathers of the church say, if you want to be really, you want to be really human, then you have to become God. What do they mean by that? We're not going to become God. But you too, in your own way, can be divinized. The Holy Spirit can make you a lamp on fire. And then you're fully human. So, pray in His name and pray today. Pray today in the name of Jesus. That means in the living awareness of who He is by faith. You say, well, I'm not there. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Mother of God to identify your spirit with every movement of her own. So that we can pray this way and enter into the life of the Trinity.